السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سألك عبادي أني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداع إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
Huzoor says, Hazrat promised to Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the prayer is a special pride of Islam and the Muslims take excellence as a result of it. The prayer is not just the word of mouth repeated parrot fashioned, but it is such a thing with which the heart is filled with fear and man's soul melts and falls on the threshold of God and seeks Allah's power and forgiveness for his lapses and lack of power. And it is almost nearing death. And when you have reached this state, you must be sure that the door of acceptance is opened for him. And one is given some power to be steadfast on piety. And prayer is the best means for it. So this is the method of supplications, that you should bring over you such a state that you have the realization that I have reached before God, where the acceptance of prayer is a certainty. I have mentioned some incidents of holy men, and that such a person said a prayer and a state was developed that one was sure that his prayer has been accepted. in this month of Ramadan, when one turns to worship especially, and Allah also turns to His servants in a special way, as He says that I am the reward of the one who fasts, the one who sincerely and purifying themselves and exclusively worship God. Allah gives them such a reward which is uncountable. They are not fasting to show the world, but they are doing it exclusively for God. Although there are some people who fast for show, as they do prayer for show, but those who are doing sincerely, exclusively for God, they fast. Allah blesses them a great deal, and as He said, that I become their reward. Therefore, the prayer which is done in such situation and the worship which is done is accepted by God. And where Allah has mentioned the obligation of fast and also its requirements, and has also said this verse which I have recited, that وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. That when people ask about me, tell them I am nearby, for I answer the prayer when one prays to me. Then let them listen to me and put their trust in me, so that they may follow the true guidance. So this must be the faith of every Muslim, that Allah hears the prayer and listens to your prayer. But for making your prayers accepted, there are some preconditions, that one should follow the commands of Allah and must adhere to them. And one should have fear of God, as promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said. But when a man falls on the threshold of God and develops such a state, Allah certainly answers his prayers. And as I just said, that with the commandments of fasting, he has also put this verse and has reminded us that this month is of special forgiveness, my special forgiveness and your acceptance of prayer, and acceptance of your prayers. Therefore, purifying yourself and realizing the value of this month, if you come to me, so that I can accept your prayers more than previously. And therefore, in these days especially, every Ahmadi must pay much attention to prayer. Another place, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said that the effect of acceptance of prayer develops in supplications when it reaches to a real climax of feeling of suffering, and one develops a special state. One feels restlessness. When a man suffers a great deal, then at that time there are some marks of his acceptance, and their means are developed for his acceptance. First, those means are prepared in heaven, then they have an effect on the earth. So this is the state. If we can develop within us, then each one of us, according to the promise of Allah, will witness the sights of acceptance of prayer. May Allah enable every Ahmadi to bring about a pious change within them during this month of Ramadan, and also to kneel before him and also enable him to see the sights of acceptance of prayer. I will today put before you a few more prayers in the Holy Quran which Allah has mentioned in various places and has taught us. One prayer which Allah has taught us is for prayer for forgiveness for us and for previous people, and also to remove our malice of the heart. Allah mentions the holy men and says that they pray in these words: Rabbana ighfir lana, Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina allazina sabaquna bil imani ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. O our Lord, please forgive us and also forgives our brothers who have gone past in faith before ahead of us, and do not let any malice remain in those who believe in you. And O Allah, you are most compassionate and ever merciful. In this prayer, whereas we have asked forgiveness for ourselves, and we have been taught that we should pray for our own self, it's also a prayer for those who have passed before us and they were believers. You must remember that in the matter of faith, there is no preference, and whosoever will link with God and will follow righteousness, who will serve the Jamaat selflessly, and on whom Allah will show special grace, and they are enabled to serve the faith better, they are in the foremost. By looking at them, others must not develop the feeling of malice. They should feel envy for them and should try to become like them. And you should also change your own state, and you should pray for your own self that Allah may enable me to become like those who gain closeness to God and who are righteous and are serving the Jamaat selflessly. Who are such of your servants who follow specially your pleasure and your will, and I see the your blessings coming down on them like raindrops. So when you will pray in this way, then Allah's graciousness and His kindness will also be excited, and you will see the sights of acceptance of prayer. Because when purifying yourself, you will be praying for forgiveness for all of them, and take out the animosity, the feeling of animosity and malice from your heart, then such people are chosen people of God. When the malice of the heart is removed, and society will be born which is pure and is loving, where you will see brotherly feelings, and therefore such people who pray, they will gain further forgiveness from God and will be beneficiary of Allah's graces. Therefore, it is most essential that to attract Allah's attributes of Rauf and Rahim, that you should pray for your brothers and also remove any feeling of animosity or malice from your heart. If this prayer is said by other Muslim brothers, where they will be creating means for their forgiveness, they will also remove the malice and the hatred they have against Ahmadis, and Allah will enable them to also believe. And therefore, our adversaries, rather than hearing from here and there and advance in animosity, and they must not just follow each other and oppose, but they should reflect and ponder, because Allah has also taught them prayers, because they all recite the Holy Quran. They should reflect over it, and those people should also benefit from this Ramadan. They should ponder over the state of the Ummah, why it is suffering. Those who believe in the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said and had given news to perfect their faith, and by reflecting over it, Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, those who believe in promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and those previously who had taken precedence in their faith, for praying for them, they should try to become like them. May Allah so destine that the other Muslims should also gain this understanding and wisdom. In any case, Ahmadis should establish their examples and set their examples and act upon this Holy Quran. Hazrat Promised Messiah ﷺ says that for the unity and love between Jamaat, I have already said, you should be steadfast, and that is the teaching which Allah had given to Muslims, that you should be a united people, otherwise you will lose your honor. And that is why that you should stand shoulder to shoulder in Salat, so that you have unity among you. And one's good should infuse in others. If you have a difference and there is no unity, you will remain deprived. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the Holy Prophet alayhi salam has said that you should love to each other and pray for each other in secret. And if you say the prayer for others, then the angels say that you may also gain the same reward. If a man's prayer is not accepted, at least the angel's prayer is accepted. So I admonish you that you must not have differences between you. I have come with two matters. One is that you should follow the unity of God, and secondly, you should be loving to each other and kind to each other. You should set such an example which is a miracle in the sight of others. This is the state which the companions had developed. Allafa baina qulubihim. You should remember that the teaching is a miracle. As long as one does not become like such that he should prefer for him what he prefers for his brother, he is not one of my followers. He is in trouble, and his end will not be good. I am going to compile a book. I will publish that you quarrel with little things and minor things. Somebody says that somebody had jumped 10 yards and the other start quarreling and debating, and this starts malice. And therefore, to remove malice from the heart is a sign of Mahdi. And if should that sign be not fulfilled, it will certainly be fulfilled. Why don't you show patience and persevere? As it is the medical matter that in some diseases, unless you uproot it altogether, the disease is not removed. with my existence, my person, there will be a united Jamaat. What is the difference? It is the pride and feeling and self-conceit. Those who cannot control their passions and cannot live brotherly and love, they are such people, they are only a guest for a few days. As long as you do not show a good example, I do not want to take a blame for anyone else. With such a person who being one of my followers, if he is not according to what I wishes, he has got fanciful thoughts, and he will be cut off like a branch which is dead and try to absorb water from the tree, and it kills the tree also. So remember that none will stay with you that will not purify himself. Then to save yourself from the evil of the enemy and for the people to follow the right path, this is the prayer. ربنا عليك توكلنا وعليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Our Lord, we put our trust in you and we kneel to you and we'll have to return to you. Our Lord, do not make us a trial for those who have disbelieved. O our Lord, forgive us, because you are most powerful and forgiving. Rabbana la tajna lillazina fitnatan lillazina kafaru. By saying these words, we have been reminded that O Allah, not acting upon your worship and or your commands, we must not commit such an act which can weaken Islam and Ahmadiyyat, and that the opponent will have an opportunity to attack Islam. This is exactly what's happening these days. Therefore, this prayer is most essential. Whosoever has the opportunity stands against Islam to put allegations. And where you pray for yourself, you should also pray for the other Muslims who are giving opportunity to the disbelievers to attack Islam. They are giving opportunity to non-Muslims that they should attack Islam by raising slogans. As long as there is a destruction, people start doing disorder and unrest by slogans. But after this, they think they have done their duty. And that is why they act like this, that wherever they get the opportunity, the opponents start attacking Islam from various ways, and the wrestler for Islam, which Allah had raised, the Muslims are opposing him. That is promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and not accepting the command of Allah and His Messenger, they are creating means of creating problems against Islam with the non-Muslims, and then as a result they are being deprived of forgiveness from Allah. Therefore you should pray that O Allah, who is all-powerful and wise, let us and all the followers of Islam by these attributes, grant them wisdom so that they stop from such things which harm Islam. And we see the days of this victory of your religion soon. Then there is another prayer to save yourself from unnecessary questions. ಜಿ ರಬ್ಬೆ ಇನ್ನಿ ಔಜುಬೇಕಾ ಅಂತಸ್ ಅಲಕ ಮಾ ಲೈಸಲಿ ಬೆಹಿ ಬೆಹಿ ಎಂ ವೈಲ್ಲಾ ಯಗ್ಫಿರ್ಲಿ ವತರ್ಹಮ್ನಿ ಅಕುಂ ಮಿನಲ್ ಖಾಸಿರೀನ್ ವೈಲ್ಲಾ ತಗ್ಫಿರ್ಲಿ ವತರ್ಹಮ್ನಿ ಲಕುಂ ಮಿನಲ್ ಖಾಸಿರೀನ್ ದಟ್ ಓ ಅಲ್ಲಾ ಐ ಸೀಕ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಯು the things which for which I have no knowledge and if you did not forgive me and do not show mercy I will be one of the losers. By teaching this prayer we have been reminded and admonished that about the wise things of Allah you must never make complaints. For example, there is a prayer. One prays, then they start complaining that I had prayed according to the method which Allah has taught, yet Allah has not accepted my prayer. Then they complain to Allah, "Oh Allah, why have you not accepted my prayer?" If they are reflecting over all the attributes of God, they will keep in view the fact that Allah knows the unseen. He knows all that is to happen in the future. He also knows what is within one's mind, and he also knows what is beneficial and good for my servant and what is harmful. Therefore, there should be no room for making any complaint. And he rejects some of his prayers of his servant because he does not consider them advantageous for his servant. Sometimes Allah does make promise to his servant and make them understand something and explain to them something, but because of their personal mistake, man cannot understand it fully. The meaning is totally different, but because he is unable to know, he started interpreting it differently. So this prayer of Hazrat Noah, may peace be on him, he had made a mistake in understanding the message of Allah. Allah had promised to save his children and his household, but when Hazrat Noah saw his son drowning, he said, "Oh Allah, he is my son." Then Allah said, "No, I know the facts, who is worthy to be your member of your household and who is not. What he is doing. Neither he has the faith in the present state, nor will he be faithful in the future. Therefore, he cannot be counted among your household. Therefore, you must not say this prayer." Listening to this answer, Hazrat Noah humbly sought forgiveness and mercy and compassion from God. So by mentioning this incident and teaching us this prayer, we have been reminded that such incidents can be faced in your life. You must never complain, as this good servant, understanding the message of Allah, had begged forgiveness. So therefore, if there you face a trial, test and trial, rather than complain, you should do istighfar, beg Allah's forgiveness and beg His compassion. Your duty is that according to the method which Allah has taught you, you should act and give in charity and say prayer and then leave the matter with God. And also you should continue to pray that, "O Allah, I have been asking unintelligent questions, I will deserve punishment, because this state is gained by Allah. Therefore, to stop vain questions, the prayer is highly necessary, so that you should continue, Allah should continue to keep you, His servant, in sight of mercy and forgiveness, and Allah should follow Allah's guidance. Otherwise, such complaint can distance you from God, and man himself suffer loss. He does not harm Allah. Therefore, in such a state, when there is complete disappointment and suffering and harm, you should kneel to God much more, so that you can save yourself from all kind of idolatry and all kinds of harm. Then there is a prayer for spiritual advancement and forgiveness of God. Allah has taught. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. O Allah, perfect our light for us and forgive us. Certainly, whatever you will, have the full power to do it. Before this prayer, it has painted the picture of those in whose favor the prayer was accepted. They are the people who do sincere repentance and kneel before God. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Asa rabbukum an yukaffir ankum sayyatikum wa yudkhilukum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar yawma la yukhzi Allahu an-nabiyya wallazina amanu ma'ah nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim wa bi'amanihim. That O people who have believed, you should sincerely repent to God. Then Allah will remove your evil from you and enter you in paradises which are served by water and streams. The day when Allah will not let His Prophet and His followers suffer disgrace. Their light will go in front of them and on their right side. Then they will say the prayer which I had recited earlier. So to remove your ills, you should continuously pray. And if you are making an effort to remove your ills and also saying prayers, then Allah, listening to these people who have purified themselves and repent and remove their ills, and Allah says, I will enter them in my paradises and give them such a light which goes on the right side and also in front of them. So fortunate will we be if benefit from this promise of God. But fortunately, we have been opportunity to go through the month of Ramadan and to benefit from this month when the gates of forgiveness are opened. Therefore, we should make effort that by purifying ourselves and sincerely we should kneel before God. By looking at our ills, we try to give them up. We should make a true repentance so that in future we will never fall in these ills. If everyone to examine himself, then everyone will know it clearly that what ills he is involved in and what ills he has left, or what ills he will discard. And then certainly we will see the sights of paradise in this life as well as in the hereafter. After true repentance, then the steps will move forward than previously, and you will be enabled to do more virtuous deeds, and these are the virtuous deeds will be of benefit in the hereafter, and your spiritual station will continue to rise in paradise. There is a prayer of istighfar in the paradise about this promise Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said. He says, in this verse we have been told, that is begging forgiveness in the hereafter, that the heavenly people will also do istighfar. Their begging of forgiveness cannot be of sinful acts, because they don't commit sinful act in the hereafter. And neither they will be begging forgiveness for the worldly life, because we have been told in the previous life that before entering paradise their sins will be forgiven. The verse is, Asa rabbukum ayukaffira ankum sayyi'atikum wa yudkhilakum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. That their forgiveness is not for the past sins, but this verse also tell us that the light they will be given, it will be better than the previously, and therefore they will say, complete our light and change our this state. They will never be fully satisfied with whatever light they have, because there is no limit to God's light. Therefore they will continue to ask further light. And it shows that istighfar is for spiritual progress, because there is no limit to spiritual progress. Therefore, the prophets always engage in prayer and always continue to ask forgiveness. They are never satisfied with their present state. Therefore, they always continue to pray that give us higher stations. And that is why Allah says to his prayer, قُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, that you should continuously pray for higher knowledge. Because Allah is unlimited and his knowledge is unlimited. And therefore, in short, the istighfar in paradise shows clearly that the istighfar and sinful act is not depending on each other. But it says that forgive us and make us spiritually progress. The Christians will think that they will allege that the istighfar is always for the past sins. Therefore they will say perhaps he was sinful. But the last verse of chapter Al-Baqarah, in which we have been taught various prayers. Rabbana لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. O our Lord, do not put us to account if we forget or we slip up. O our Lord, do not put such a burden which you put on previous burdens because of their sinful acts. O our Lord, do not put such a burden which is beyond our capacity to bear, and overlook our faults, and forgive us and show compassion to us. You are our Master and Lord, please give us a victory over over the disbelieving people. As it is clear from the translation that, O Allah, whatever duties you have given us to perform, if we forget to do them, and cannot do full justice to them, then by looking at our weakness, you should forgive us. And do not put us to account for this, and do not punish us. It should not be the case that because of our forgetfulness, that our progress should come to a standstill. Those devotees of life and especially the office bearers must repeat these prayers, those who are serving the Jamaat. And when the progress stops, or because of our mistakes and forgetfulness of you, our progress should stop, or it slips up. O Akhtana, that O Allah, it shouldn't be the case that our mistakes, as a result of doing something wrong, some work wrong, for that it should not be this evil consequences must not appear. So please protect us from the evil consequences of our mistakes and do not put us to account. And then there is other prayer, next prayer. Rabbana wala tahmil alayna isran. O Allah, do not O Allah, protect us from such actions which can push us towards sinful acts, and they are sins. And likewise, we must not be punished for any promise that we have made and we have broken it. So please always protect us from such mistakes. And for our mistake or of our breaking of the promise, for this little forgetfulness, we should not suffer your punishment. We should always see your forgiveness. So for a true Ahmadi, even a little punishment can be deeply suffering spiritually. Those that they have such a spiritual link with the Khilafat and Jamaat, even if you give them a little punishment, they suffer a great deal. For example, I have witnessed that sometimes you put they ask them that you cannot give chanda, and they true Ahmadi is really most restless that they have been made such a restriction, and they are suffering spiritually. Therefore you should pray to be saved from all kinds of mistakes, and then also to protect yourself from their evil consequences. Also that you should not put us any suffering which is beyond our capacity to bear, neither spiritual nor material. And by overlooking our mistakes and our forgetfulness, always please forgive us. And because of our wrong actions, rather than punishing us, please wrap us in the sheet of your forgiveness, and always in the future treat us in the same kind way, and always protect us from such mistakes, and by showing your compassion keep us in your sight, and according to your promises do not continue to bestow your progress which you are destined for the Jamaat. You are our Lord. And after all, we belong to your Jamaat, and we also claim that we are that Jamaat which is the only Jamaat of Allah, which by believing perfectly in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and acting on his prophecy, we have believed in Messiah and Mahdi of the time. We are the people who attributing themselves to your Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and your Messiah. So please be compassionate to us, and according to your promises, continue to let us bestow victories over us, and also treat us with forgiveness and compassion. Remove our jamaat weaknesses, and also removing our individual mistakes. Give us victory over the opponents and over the disbelieving people. And because of our mistake, this progress must not come to an end. Please show us the progress of your faith. May Allah accept this prayer and accept all the other prayers. And during this Ramadan, by witnessing the acceptance of a prayer, we should enter that period which is of the in the favor of the Ahmadiyyat and true Islam, should be of a radical change and a revolutionary change. Therefore, you should engage yourself in prayer. May Allah enable each Ahmad.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.